All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I've already had to restart one time, so let's go ahead and get started. His Supreme Highness, dear telefriends, we are now live inside the floating palace about to witness the presidential clonage. The ninth, of course, with the fabulous techno equipment standing by. Both the source body and destination body have been moved into place. And what a magnificent body it is, 7 feet tall, 200 pounds of firmly toned muscle. 25, 24, 23, 22, hurry! 21, 20, 19, if your Supreme Highness would be patient for a few more seconds. 18, 17, 16, Kabos, any news of John DeFool and the ankle? Up to my neck, this time I'm really up to my neck. He's here, your Supreme Highness, but he doesn't have the object with him. 15, 14, 13, what? Search this sector from top to bottom and make him talk. 9, 8, understood, I'll see to it personally, your Supreme Highness. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 more seconds. As techno specialists, upper-level Aristo guests, and millions of citizens glued to their 3D TVs all watch breathlessly, the miracle of the transfer is about to take place in the cloning chamber. Wait, Kabos, I've got a better idea. I'll take care of 3, 2, 1, 0. Energize! Commencing immediate mummification process. The young John DeFool myself! Take him to the orgy chamber and wait for me there. Hooray! The presidential clonage went without a hitch. Now, dear telefriends, we live this extraordinary political event to return to your regularly scheduled game show, Piss and Feces. Everybody's favorite game show, right? Yeah! Incredible. His Supreme Highness displayed tremendous courage in the face of discomfort. Long live His Supreme Highness! What a miracle of techno-science! His Supreme Highness has such a beautiful body now. Up with techno-science! Slow down, your Supreme Highness. Huff, puff. I'm anxious to behold this John DeFool. Is he handsome, at least? We couldn't really say, your Supreme Highness. I wonder why I don't just hand the damn inkle over to them, but... Excuse me, since it's brought me nothing but... Whatever you say... Oh, excuse me, I gotta read it like this. And don't forget to call the Prez your Supreme Highness. Got it? Whatever you say. Here he comes. Well, well, well. John DeFool, am I right? Yeah, that's right. John DeFool. Nothing but trouble. Your Supreme Highness, idiot! Nay! Crow! Take it easy, boys. John DeFool is my special guest today. You must treat him gently with mercy and indulgence. Later, as they recline in comfort on cushions of light. This cigarette's burning my lungs. Ugh. The object you say I have in my possession? I don't know what you're referring to, your Supreme Highness. Look at that light. Good heavens. John DeFool, my patience has its... Crew. Its limits? Look, your Supreme Highness, he's glowing. That's illegal. He's not an Aristo. Scandalous. It's true, I'm glowing like a neon sign. Not only that, but I feel a strange force pulling me into the air. Unbelievable. Amazing. But I'm flying. Krot? He's flying! Yeah, I'm burning. It's all burning. The whole floating place is on fire. Excuse me. The whole floating palace is on fire. In the name of the Empire, shut him up. And you, our mighty leader, I see you wallowing in mud. This alcohol, I feel sick. Oh, summon my hunchbacks. Oh, His Supreme Highness, this is scandalous. The ankle, bring perfume and towels. The ankle, it's the ankle, he swallowed it. Grab him, quick. Huh? Don't let him escape. Block the exits. Search the corridors. Now what? That way, I saw him. There he is! He went through there! Just what the techno doctor ordered. There he is, we got him now. How do you start this thing? He's surrounded, it's him! He's trapped! His Supreme Highness's ship is calibrated to his personal brain signature. I'll just hit something at random. I sense Somehow. Yes, this is it! With a low whistle, the craft suddenly launches at the airlock. Zzzz! It's working! Wait! How could he? It's impossible! Watch out! Get down! Find him. Kill him if necessary, but don't damage the Inkle. Be careful, his metabolism has changed. His life force increased tenfold by the Inkle's power inside him. He's not the same man he was before. We spotted the craft, Your Supreme Highness. An interceptor squad, he's pulling out all the stops. Fine, Your Supreme Highness, I'm ready to play if you are. That fool thinks he can hide in the clouds. He's flying at ground level below our radar. But the pilots have a surprise waiting. There he is! Damn it! The cockpit's empty! The ship's flying on autopilot! Where did he go? His Supreme Highness will be furious. The police will have to take over the search. Good luck to them. They've given up. I'm saved. Crude! Saved? More like trapped. Inside a train that's probably taking me straight to my doom. Although, I somehow feel I'm headed in the right direction. Let's take a look at this odd little thing. Something's changed. It's dimmer. It's just a glass pyramid. Nothing remarkable except the glow. And yet, ever since I had it inside me, I feel like the answers to all my questions are inside this little piece of glass. Who are you, Inkle? Whoa!
I am the Inkle.
You finally asked the question.
I was made, thus I can never speak unless... Oh, no, that's the Inkle talking. Let's try this one again. You finally asked a question. I was made, thus I can never speak unless called upon. Now, we have very little time, and there is much for us to accomplish.
Now I understand it's a miniature photonic computer. Amazing.
No, John DeFool, you understand nothing. I am not a computer. I am alive, just like you. And destiny has brought us together to restore justice to the universe.
Whoa, slow down, buddy. I'm just a Class R private detective. I got nothing to do with justice. Besides, I got the police, the president's hunchbacks, and mutants from the ventilation shaft hot on my trail.
Yes, John DeFool. Which is why you must now let me transform you.
What? No, I don't want you to transform me. I'm happy just the way I am.
But you do not know who you truly are.
If you know so much, why don't you tell me how to escape the Prez and everyone else? Tell me where you came from and where this train is going. Tell me!
We must hurry. All your questions will be answered in due time. For now, we must ask, who is the real John DeFool? But first, we must know how many John DeFools there are.
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
The answer might surprise you. Allow me to... Hey! Show you!
Ah! My God!
One part of the answer is revealed.
You see, my question was not so dumb after all. There's two of you. And now there's three of you. Only now can we truly ask. And the legs make four. Who is the real John DeFool?
Me!
Me! No, me!
It's me!
Let's not panic. There must be a rational explanation for this. Oh, Inkle! Trying to love my sinful self has made me miserable.
Who?
You wimps! I'm not gonna let this little light bulb decide who I am.
I don't understand. I'm hungry, cold, and tired.
I can give life to one of you.
I can give life to one of you, but only one.
Who? Me, of course!
Without me, they're nothing.
Me! Me! It's me! Me! No, me!
Me!
Me! It's mine!
Flam!
Yeah, how long was I out for?
Excuse me.
Time passes, and John DeFool slowly comes to his senses. Ow! How long was I out for? The Inkle? Was it all a dream in my head? My head! My legs! I'm back in one piece!
Groot?
Don't be scared, Depo. It's me, John DeFool. Groot? Groot? But am I really John DeFool? I have the strangest sensation. As if my heart were burning.
Groot! That's the Inkle!
Believe me, I know. I had it inside of me too, remember?
Depo, you can talk? Really? Oh, yeah, I can talk. It just came to me. So tell me, where are we? Where are we going? I don't know. Wait, I do. We're inside a funeral train headed for Techno City. Whoa, Techno City. Even the president can't get in there. Sounds like fun. And once we get inside that thing, what happens next? That's what I'm wondering, Depot. All I know is we're not going to like it. Wait, there's a thought coming to my mind. The Black Inkle. Jodo and Mobius. Techno Science. Extraction complete. Next body. Convoy B7-353910 is at the entrance. The funeral train from City Chef Margarita? That's right. The Red Light District had a meltdown. Medium grade bodies. 3A7ESZ. The eardrums and epiglottises are reserved for the Shadow Egg. It's a shame all of our shipments aren't Aristos like these. Just look at these magnificent specimens. Oh, that thyroid is absolutely superb. Stand by. Activating the bio-extractor. I need 12 complete nervous systems for the emergency room. You idiot! The epiglottis was damaged, and what is that thing? Holy nanosomes, a second heart. Another hidden mutation, they're becoming more frequent. Yesterday I had a woman with two spinal cords. They're degenerating. Continue this shipment while I supervise unloading the funeral train. Moments later. Well, will this give us enough parts to finish building the Shadow Egg? It'll be close, Overseer. Most of the bodies are unsalvageable. It's always like that with a meltdown. There was even a bird in the shipment, one of those so-called concrete seagulls. Keep your head down, John DeFool. You'll get us caught. I just want to know where this conveyor belt is taking us. Ask the Inkle. Oh yeah, Inkle. What is the answer to my question? Stay still. All that matters is getting close to the Black Inkle. Oh yeah, the Black Inkle. But you didn't answer me about the conveyor belt. I sense it leading to a great spear which dissects bodies and takes their organs. What? What's happening? We're headed for slaughter, that's what. Wait, John DeFool, don't panic. I'm going home. Huh? We've pinpointed him, Mr. Overseer. Corridor C403, Section X9. He's stowed away with the junk bodies from City Chef Margarita. Let go of me! Odd that our instruments didn't pick him up right away. Alert Techno Command immediately. Idiot! You let fear get the best of you. Let's see you do better. The Inkle said that whenever you lose faith, one of your four parts would take control. Hey, I don't want to be chopped up into pieces again. The life signs seem to match, oh beloved Techno Pope. Of course it's him. The darkness is powerful. It tugs the threads of destiny, drawing its unwitting victims to the center of its web. I'd even wager, dear Hector, that the White Inkle is nearby. Ha, ha, ha. Presently. Affirmative. I am scanning vibrations exceeding 14 on the Kent scale. Welcome to our mighty Techno City, John DeFool. On behalf of the precious darkness, thank you for bringing the Inkle with you. Or in you, I should say. Ha 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 ha. Come here, bio creature. How do you know my... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the glowing object you're hiding inside you, biological scum. Who, me? No, there's nothing glowing inside me. The Holy Darkness has prepared a special ceremony of slicing and dicing just for you. The Great Shadow Egg Generator has been waiting for you for a long time. First, he will cut out your eyes, which are precious here in the Techno City. I think I'd rather not hear the rest. Take your hands and your nose, followed by your glands and intestines, and finally we'll get to the center and unburden you of that Inkle you don't know what to do with. La 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 la, I don't want to hear anything. Of course you don't. You city shaft dwellers are all a bunch of hypocrites. What do you think we build your perfect robots and machines out of? We build them out of your corpses. That's vile. Not at all. It's not vile. It's wonderful. Just think, for the first time in your existence, you're going to be useful. Turn and behold the Great Shadow Egg Generator. See how he awaits you. No! Inkle, Inkle, what should I do? Tell me. Ah ha ha, I cannot answer you here. The Black Inkle is master, and the darkness will rule. Meanwhile, deep in the great city shaft just above the noxious acid lake. Hurry! The Meta Baron. So, this is your filthy rat hole. Welcome to the lair of Amok, Meta Baron. The Meta Baron? Enough talk. Where is he? Has he been harmed? Let go, Meta Baron. Heh. Wolfhead's got him upset. Calm down, Meta Baron. I swear by the Holy Mother, your son is safe. That's the Meta Baron. It's him, the great killer, the greatest mercenary in the whole system. Hurry, the Queen of Amok awaits. He doesn't look so tough. He's finally come out of his meta bunker. They say he once killed 7 men in 1 second. Damn, that's fast. Soon after walking through a long, damp stone corridor, we're here. Bow before the Holy Mother, Power of the Depths, Mistress of the Netherworld, Queen of Amok. So you're the Queen of Amok. Up on the surface, they tell many dark and strange tales about you. And about you as well. Let them gossip. Soon I will give them the real reason to fear me. Come closer, so we can talk. You've been retired for 10 years. I had to use drastic measures to lure you from your lair. I am sorry. Please, Holy Mother, tell him to bring him back alive. I want him. Sit, Wolfhead. Stop panting in my ear. Wolfhead demands revenge. You claim to have my son. Where is he? Is he still alive? But of course, dear Meta Baron. If not, what power would I have over you? Open the curtain and let him see. Father, help! You see? Your beloved son is as safe as a baby in its mother's womb. Of course, his companions in the aquarium aren't exactly friendly, but they do make good guardians. Ha 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 ha! Quick as lightning, the Meta Baron attacks the nearest guard. Huh? Zaff! Sharks! Aha! You hope to break the glass, but you're just chipping concrete. As for me, I'm protected by a force field. Fool! It's nothing but a holographic projection. Do you think I'm stupid? Your son is far from here and will soon be devoured by my ravenous friends. Unless... Well, unless you bring me John DeFool. This is his file. I want him here in 24 hours, dead or alive. Wolfhead, hand these papers to the Meta Baron. John DeFool. His face looks familiar. Oh yes, it's that trivial primate detective all the Cybo cops are searching for. With all the riots going on, it won't be easy. That's not a problem. He's not in the city at the moment. He's up north in the heart of the Techno City. Bring him back alive. I've got a score to settle with him. Silence, Wolfhead. The Techno City. That won't be easy either. A nest of evil. Now I see why you chose to blackmail me. No fee in the universe would make me accept this contract, but now you leave me no choice. I accept, but beware. If anything happens to Solun, I'll destroy you all. Mobius. A few hours later. This is no ordinary riot. It's like something out of an ancient war movie. Yeah, and that news vid about the Holy Bird and the Berg Squadron wasn't what set it off either. I've been sensing something coming for a long time. Hey, these bastards are using heavy caliber weapons. They're crazy. I've had enough. I'm alerting the floating palace. They must be informed. Calm down, Cybo cops. This isn't the first riot, and it won't be the last. We're perfectly aware of the situation, and in control. We're on our way. We'll take up a semi-sealing position over the mouth of the shaft. In control? What a load of paleo crap! Look, another one of those neo-urbanites trying to break through our lines. He's dead! Kaboo! It's about time! The Meta Baron's precisely controlled body movements use the force of the explosion to propel him to his predetermined target. Open the southern airlock. Is the Metacraft ready? Ready, Meta Baron. Hello, Tonto. Status? You'll have some trouble getting out. The presidential palace is in a sealing position. Already? No. First, I'll take up a semi-sealing position to spare the astro levels. I'm more concerned about these vibrations. The meta bunker won't last long. I know. There's an interlevel war going on, and we're trapped in the middle. I've never seen anything so violent. In my opinion, you humans are completely... I must admit the exact word isn't in my databanks. Yes? Completely what? Brrrr! private ship is running the blockade. Let's see what a few sleepers will do. Outside at last, I almost thought those madmen might eventually stop me. No, save them. We might need them later to defend ourselves. That's not very optimistic, Cabos. The Metacraft speeds north, then disappears in the distance. Ha! If only His Supreme Highness was leading the battle himself. Right. So, this is my prey. John DeFool, a lowly Class R detective. The pathetic man for whom I must break my vow. I wonder what he's hiding behind that moronic face that Amok is so interested in. End of the Black Inkle. Now we have the Luminous Inkle, Volume 2. By humanoids, of course. Identity check. Help! Explain your presence in this sector. Identity check. Clang! Ooh, that was close. Thank goodness for that grate. Identity check. Explain your squeak! Alright, that's it. Get out of here, you stupid machine. I'll turn you into scrap metal. Beat it. Your presence squeak in the squeak sector. Crash! Crack! Squeak! Your presence in this sector. Suddenly, a violent updraft seizes Depot. Oh no, a ventilator. I'm done for. Unless, no, it's impossible. The blades are turning too fast. It'll slice and dice me. Eek! Chikik! I have to do it. I used to be good at this. Back with that flock of hatchlings at the starport, I used to fly right between the propeller's blades and come out whole on the other side. Damn, that was a long time ago. Eek! Whew, a little battered, but I made it. Just like the good old days. And I lost that hunk of scrap metal. What an escape. So now I just have to figure out where I am. I've got to evaluate the situation and then find John DeFool. Maybe I, how horrible! That's John, and he's at the Techno Pope's mercy. Techno Brotherhood, the great moment has finally arrived. Please, Inkle, don't let me down. Our union with the great darkness will bear its dark fruit tonight. It's actually Ove, Ove, Ove. Raise fists, chanting choruses, techno madness. Ave, 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 Hey, Hey, Hey. Today is the day of victory. The Luminous Inkle is our enemy. Though it pretends to illuminate, it only binds us. Ave! 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 Holy concrete! The Techno Pope and all the Technos have gone insane. Blinds us with its evil light. That enemy is here, now, and it is pointless.
Powerless, not pointless.
A prisoner inside this asinine bio unit. We sent a combat robot into the heart of the city to capture him, but this fool decided to throw himself right into the lion's den. Inkle, you can do anything. Please send us back in time to my good old Conapt with a nice full bottle of whiskey and my faithful box of first-class SPV. Oh, Inkle. But before we begin the techno-dissection, we will unleash the first Shadow Egg, son of the Black Inkle and Mother Darkness. Soon, millions of others like it will be sent to distant galaxies. Ave! 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 There, they will swallow entire suns down to the last proton, returning the cosmos to immaculate night. At last, the reign of the great darkness will begin. Ave! Tenebrae! Oh, excuse me. How can I help John DeFool get out of this mess? Ave! Tenebrae! Suddenly, a muffled rumbling shakes the enormous room, and an icy wind pierces Depot's heart. Brrr, what have they done? Ave! Tenebrae! It's horrible! Inkle, do something, please! Go, Shadow Egg! Fill the universe with your darkness! A black shadow covers everything. The metal structure of the Techno City opens like a monstrous flower, unveiling the perfect inky black form of the Shadow Egg. It's hideous! Help! Let there be darkness! Ave Tenebrae! Ave Tenebrae! Abominable! Something!
I have to do something. Hang on, John DeFool. I'm coming.
Panic on the inside, outside.
No, not that. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to die. All is ready for the techno dissection. Now. Save yourself. Save us.
I can't. I'm stuck to this damn platform.
Faster.
With an eerie rustling, Depo shatters the Techno Pope's shadow crown.
Huh?
Holy mother of cement, right through the middle.
Okay, John, now it's your turn.
Huh?
The Techno Pope's psycho abdomen bursts into millions of glistening marbles, nullifying his power.
John, hurry up and take mental control of this transparent platform.
Sacrilege! Profanity!
Huh?
My crown! Curses, darkness, help me, I'm blind!
Get the bird!
Inkle, I'm free.
Are you free? Can you talk to me?
Just for a few seconds, John. The psycho abdomen is about to reform. You have to act now.
Act? What do you mean?
John, hurry up here!
Unleash your techno powers!
Up there. At the top of the spear, there's a trap door.
Oh, great. The key word being trap.
They're getting away. The Pegas! Release the Pegas!
Quick!
It looks like it looks like a new kind of hell in there. If you don't close that trap door, we'll be someplace even worse.
Clack!
Too late. It doesn't matter. He sealed his fate by closing that door. There's no way back from the inside outside, and soon he will meet the terrible and holy guardian of the Black Inkle, the Cardio Claw, the Cardio Claw, the Cardio Claw!
Meanwhile, not far away.
Detection is confirmed. What we're looking for is inside that building.
Huh, it looks like a real fortress, Chief.
Haven't we already lost enough men, Chief? You whimpering morgues!
Don't forget that the Emperor himself is supervising this squadron by Cosmo Video. This hill will make an excellent observation post, and for God's sake, act like real Berg heroes.
No need to swear, Chief.
Stop! Silence! Cease movement!
What's going on, Chief?
It's an indigenous human.
Alone?
What do we do?
He'll raise the alarm. We have to eliminate him. Fire on my signal. Ready. Aim!
Incredible. One second he was there, and then he vanished.
It's a trick, Chief. A trap.
Follow me. He can't be far. If you ask me, the squadron's already lost too many men.
Zip!
Bergs. So they really do exist.
Are they here by coincidence, or by some greater design?
I don't have time to wait for them to wake up and tell me what they're doing here. The blizzard is picking up, and I have to find John DeFool.
Meanwhile, deep within the Techno Citadel...
Holy concrete, this is amazing. We went inside the sphere, and now we're outside a sphere.
They're not following us, Depot. We're safe.
Just think, I beat the Technos by myself. Me, John DeFool, pathetic Class R detective. Me, ha ha ha. Right, and all I did was smash his psycho abdomen with my beak. This place is creepy. If I had hair, it'd be standing on end.
Phew.
How do we get out? I don't see the trap door anywhere.
What, get out just so we can face those lunatics again?
No, thanks. Let's explore the sphere. There must be a way out somewhere.
John, why don't you ask the Inkle what we should do?
The Inkle? Always with the Inkle. I think I can live 10 minutes of my life without the Inkle.
John, there's something coming.
How can we fight a monster like that without weapons?
Oh, it's probably just a techno illusion.
It'll pop if you prick it with your beak.
I don't think so, John. This is serious. We're going to need the Inkle's help.
Now!
You're right. Inkle?
Inkle, you belong to me. Help me kill this monster. That's an order.
Whoa.
Inkle! Inkle, please, answer me quick!
Uh-oh. So what's John gonna do now?
Not really sure, but we'll find out next month when the Inkle continues.
Stay tuned.